Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering the Adult Zone. With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
I don't like your phone. I don't like the echo.
Well, I can't help it.
You don't have a little speakerphone, do you?
No.
Anyway, folks, welcome to the Adult Zone with La Crush and
the one only
Black Reporter. I don't understand the one and only. What the fuck is that? That's your name, the one and only?
Black Reporter.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Right. Okay. Anyway, folks, we also have early. I think this is her making up for the last 2 weeks.
This is the earliest she has ever been.
She's just early, Miss Sugar. Early Sugar. A.K.A. Lady C, A.K.A. Little Debbie, A.K.A. Shaniqua, A.K.A. Oh my goodness, Miss Parker, A.K.A. Why everybody always gotta give you a new name? Always gotta come with a new name. What's going on, Lady C?
Nothing, everything's well.
Julio.
What was that woman with so many personalities?
Sybil.
No, I don't think it was Sybil. There was another name, another woman with another name.
There was? Sybil was the one that was on the movie.
Oh, okay.
Sally Field played her.
Oh, no, there was another one.
Right,
not
saying.
Not Sally Field.
There was another one too.
She had blonde hair.
Yeah, it wasn't Sybil.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was
Eve?
Not.
All About Eve? No.
I don't know. It'll come to us later on. Anyway, folks, welcome to the Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter. Tonight is a nice show. I wanted to start a new round with this show. I know I'm not supposed to, but I wanted to try something new. I wanted to play a song. I just want to add a little music to this show. Just a little music. Why do I want to add music? To lighten up the atmosphere of this show. This show, we do a lot of talking, and we go 2 full hours with just blah, 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 blah.
But the thing is, most of the time, we do get a lot across.
We get a lot of what?
A lot of information across, don't we?
Yeah, it's not about that. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying sometimes you need to just pause and regroup, so to speak. Pause and regroup. So during this show, it's not going to be a three song set, but it will be one song, just to lighten the mood. Black Reporter, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good. It was pretty decent. It was a beautiful. I mean, it's actually summer before summer gets here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've already got our first tropical storm in the Atlantic, and it's not even hurricane season yet. Hurricane season doesn't start until May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that should tell you how weird the weather is across the world, you know. So, we've already got highs in the 90s, and we're looking for our first cooling down, which won't be coming for a while.
Okay, we haven't gotten that far. It's still chilly out here. I just want to say this for the record, so that we, you know, this is recorded. Black Report phone call. Okay. Now we got that out the way.
Wait, excuse me, Black Report what?
Your phone.
Oh.
Huh. It's not like you're standing
that.
In the middle of the road.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
But I can't do anything about it.
I'm just telling you. I know you can't, but I'm just letting it be known. Are we talking about Kathleen Turner with Serial Mom? That's who I'm getting confused with.
Kathleen Turner?
Yeah,
no.
Kathleen Turner. I was getting, when you said multiple personalities, I was getting confused with Kathleen.
Oh.
Right.
You know something? That is right.
Right. That's what we were getting confused with, right?
There is another one before Sybil.
Right. But no,
that's
the one I was getting confused with.
Oh, okay.
That lady, like, when I say Sybil, she pops in my head for some reason.
Right.
Her name is Kathleen Turner. All right.
Okay.
Okay, folks. Black Reporter.
Ma'am.
I have a new topic.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I heard y'all went a different direction on me after I left yesterday.
What do you mean went a different direction on you?
Well, I mean, y'all decided on a topic when I wasn't there.
We always decide on a topic when you're not there. I'll be honest with you. That's, you know.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, that's how it normally goes.
All
right. Yeah, that's how it goes. Sorry. Anyway, tonight's topic. All right, Black Reporter. I don't need it to sound like I'm in a fucking train station. We had an awesome show on Monday, Brick's House. So, you know, y'all need to tune into that.
That was a wild show.
8 p.m. Eastern. Nice show. Brick's House. Call in number 805-830-8320. Press the number 1 if you want to speak. Or, you know, just listen. What else we got going on, Black Reporter? Thursday, we'll be on air. Sorry.
Yeah, with our own personal top fives.
Right. Own personal top five going down on Thursday. What else you got, Black Reporter?
Well, I mean, next Tuesday is Tricycle News.
Yes. Finally. It's like this week is so long. Good grief. This month, I mean, so long. We got 5 days, 5 weeks in each day. She was gone. Ladies, you know,
and then there's been a badly kept secret that y'all had something planned for me next Thursday.
Huh? How is it a secret if you asked us to do that?
Like I said, a badly kept secret.
You planned your own surprise party. What are you talking about? When you requested.
Stop, Black Reporter, just stop.
Right. You want... Oh, wow, Black Reporter, wow. Lady C, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was good.
Okay.
I had a visitor. I had to tell him it was time to go. I realize now I don't like people at my house too long.
I know that.
I was going to stay all day. I say, the hell you are. Bye bye.
Now, please don't tell me this is a man who's trying to win your heart.
Yeah.
And what was this someone was telling me about? You barely could stand the ground you walked on, or how did that go? What'd
he was irritating the hell out of me. I'm ready to go to sleep. He wanted too much time. I'm not used to that. I like my freedom.
That's the thing when the man irritates you after one day.
Well, we conversated a long time, and it was the first real physical time together, and he just irritated me, so I realized, you ain't the one. Okay, bye-bye.
But you know what?
Cool.
You know what, Lady C? That leads us right into tonight's topic. That particular scenario that just happened leads us into tonight's topic. And tonight's topic is called The New Breed of Casual Intimacy. Now, in my experience, I'm basing everything off of me.
Put me on mute.
Yeah, thank you. See, that's how it works. Okay. I'm basing everything that I'm saying tonight, I'm basing it on personal experience. So, let me put my disclaimer out there now. I have not dated every man. I have not met every man. I have not come in contact with every man. So, everything that I say tonight will be based on my experience and my opinion. So, please, men, do not take anything I say too deep or too personally. That's my personal disclaimer for this show. Because, you know, men, you can say, oh, men. Listen, when I say men or all men, I'm not talking about you because I don't know you. So it can't apply to you. So let it go over your head, please. We also have our first tenant sliding in here from the first floor. What's going on? What's going on, Bree?
Hey,
Bree. What's up, boy?
And we were just about to get, into the conversation about casual intimacy, because that's what we were talking about, really. Yesterday we mentioned the other woman on Brick's House, and the etiquette, so to speak, that men, in which men handle themselves. And as I let it marinate in my head, and I started pulling at different aspects of this conversation, all of it goes under casual intimacy. All of it, from the etiquette, and you know, me and you had a conversation about it, and there's just some things that we just need to put out there. Like, there's a new breed of woman. I'm not just talking about the Peggy Adams. I'm not just talking about the cleanup woman. Who's that? Betty Wright. I'm not talking about those women. Times have changed. I'm not trying to take you from your girlfriend. I'm not trying to take you from your wife. I'm not trying to husband you up. Every time you deal with somebody does not mean that y'all are going to get married. That is not my end result. I'm not thinking that far ahead. I'm not thinking that far along. I've already had it in my mind. I'm not trying to get married. So when I look at a man, the first thing in my mind is not, is he husband material? It's not even, is he boyfriend material? I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about 3 weeks ahead, not 3 years. That's just my opinion. And this is just my aspect. I'm not thinking that far ahead, you know, when I come across a man. What about you, Lady C? Have you had that thought when you come across a man, since you've already been married, you've already been in the single lifestyle? Is that the first thing you think of when you looking at a man or come across in contact with a man?
Like, if I can get past the first month, if I can make it through the first month, then we can go from there. How long can I deal with them and find out their, if they can make it through that? Because after the first month, they can keep up the same thing, you know, because lies is really easy to tell.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's a constant thing, then you can say, okay, we go from there. If we can get through the month, first month. Well, apparently, if I get to the first date now, I come to find out.
and what about you, Brick? How's the situation with you?
Well, me personally, when I first meet a guy, I'm not thinking, I'm like you, I'm not thinking about, you know, oh, what's my last name going to be, Johnson, my kids, and no. Okay, my thing is not necessarily how long it's going to last, but how long it's going to be before it self-destructs.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about, okay, the life expectancy. That's what I'm thinking of. Okay, is this going to even last by the end of the month? Is this going to last? You know, I'm thinking, you know, I could tell by the first few minutes of meetings how long it's going to last, to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I'm just not feeling it, I'm like, you know what, my patience is thin, you know, I don't feel it, then I'm going to be, like, disinterested, and I'm not going to put much effort into the meeting. You know, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about the here and the right now, and that's just, you know, what's going on right now. I'm that type that I could be, you know, turned on by you, and then turned off, and, like, you know me, crush. You say something left, I'm done. I'm like, what? Oh, I'm finished. You know, we've had conversations when I've been like, oh, he's so dreamy, and then he'll say something. I'm like, what? I'm forgetting. You know, I'm that fickle, you know, and it can go other ways. I can hate his guts, and then he say something so profound, I'll be like, whoa. I didn't know he had little, you know.
That's not fickle. I don't think that's fickle.
I think, well, it depends on what they say. Now, see, if you're feeling somebody, you know, you're feeling them. I can be feeling them, but if they say something, that's it, like cold water. Splash. I'm done.
Right.
It's not no, well, maybe he didn't mean it that way.
It's just that you've gotten in touch with yourself and you realize you can't deal with some of these things and you just know, okay, it shuts me off, so hey.
No, most women talk themselves out of things.
Right.
Like, he'll say something stupid and most women will be like, oh, maybe I misunderstood.
Right.
No, you understood
exactly
what you said.
Right. Not to leave him out, even though we have to keep him on mute, Black Reporter. What's your thoughts?
Well, the thing is, it's been a while since I've been in a relationship, so you know, I'm willing to give at least start off as being friends. If he eventually wants to take it further than that, then we can see. You know, you know, at least for the first month. If it's longer than the first month, then that's a good thing. Take it one step at a time.
Right.
But it's been so long. I'm not gonna lie to you. You know.
Okay. It's been long for me too. Like, hold on for that. Now, I'm only asking these questions because. When you're speaking about single life, you know, and those that, you know, 9 times out of 10 is a lot of more people that's more interested in being single than they are being in a relationship. You know, that's proven fact, you know, like the times have changed so much. The times have changed so much, you don't have to, you know, oh, my God, I'm pregnant. Oh, we got to get married. You don't have to do that. You don't have everybody in your business. You could do whatever you do behind closed doors. That's your business. I don't know when it changed, but I know it changed. It's not like how it was back in 1960.
Ooh,
so,
Somewhat.
Let's put it in certain areas.
Right.
Some areas are slower than others. Once again, I'm only speaking from my area.
Yeah.
You know, our times are fast over here. And we're more accepting to certain things as well. As a society or as a community, we let things slide then when it was back then, like, you know, especially when it comes to tradition. Because that's what mostly was like, oh, my God, you're putting shame to our family name. And everybody's like, what?
Living together without marriage. You know, you say,
right.
Don't move in. No. And it's nothing now.
Right. It's nothing now. It's preferred now to move in before you get married or before you
in. He's just living with me. He's just visiting for a while.
Right. And it turns into years. So, you know, in the midst of finding my dudes, I'm not going to go into how we find them, but in the midst of we find these friends of the opposite sex, opposite persuasion, and there's many types of relationships that we can build on. You have the friends with benefits, which goes under casual intimacy. You have the other woman, which goes under everything before marriage, basically. All the types of relationships. Everything before marriage or outside of marriage.
Right.
You know, when you are dealing with, I believe, multiple partners. Let's put it that way. When you're dealing with companions, that you have multiple companions. And one thing I found in doing this and becoming in these relationships that a lot of guys get caught up in the process of lying. There's a song out there by Sunshine Anderson, "You Ain't Got a Lot of Cake." Pretty much, she hit it right on the nail. When I heard that song, I said, "Oh my God, that's my new theme song." I swear, they tell you so many lies. Oh, that's my cousin. Oh, that's my sister phone number. Oh, don't call me. And they lie about everything, and it be so small, you know.
But they keep it 100.
Right, they claim they keep it in 100, but it be these lies that are so small, and you're like, really? Like, we were good together for that amount of time, but because you lied, I can no longer mess with you because I don't deal with liars.
Right.
You know, so that friendship is crash and burn. So we want to tell the guys out there, I want to tell the guys out there, you ain't got a lot of kick it, Craig. You ain't got a lot. You ain't got a lot, Craig. Listen, if you have a woman on the side, if you are dating more than just me, it's fine. It's okay. However, there's etiquette that you must follow. That's it. That's what I want to say. There's a certain list of rules that you must follow. However, if that's what you do, if you want to give me a fake name, so be it. But do not, please, do not have Rebecca calling my house talking about you fucking my man. No, I don't want that. I don't want to come on Facebook and Betty Sue is sending me a message talking about how do you know him. I don't want that. That's how people, you know, that's not good.
No.
I mean, I, you know, Lady C, you being the most experienced on the phone, you know, have you had that situation now that you're single where ladies are calling you up and contacting you about their man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
At one called me on his phone. I'm like,
right.
How do you know him? I'm like, excuse you, huh? We're friends.
Right.
We're just friends. Oh. And so, yeah, that happens. And it's like, wait a minute. They didn't tell me they were with somebody. They didn't tell me they was married. Because I asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know. I'm like, okay, you dating somebody? You got a baby mama? You got a whatever? Who you? And when you ask them who you live with, oh, I'm staying with my sister helping out. I'm staying with my mom. Don't call too late. This is my mama's phone.
Mm-mm. It's
your own phone.
I'm not even going to touch that one. I'm not going to touch that one. Brick, what about you, Brick? Have you been down that road?
Girl, I done been down that road and then some. What gets me is, okay, when the chicks... Okay, now this is it. Now this is just my thing. Okay, I can't stand the stupid, out-of-the-blue Facebook friend requests. Okay, from somebody that I never even heard of. You look there, you see Chiquana want to be your friend. I'm like, what? Who is she? And then when they sit up there and say who the connection is, it be the dude. I'm like, okay, now first of all, if you're going to spy on your man page, you know, you're not going to sit up here and look and see what our relationship is. If anything, he probably quoted a picture of mine, saw a picture, said something, tagged it or something like that. Now all of a sudden you want to know who I am. Come on, chica. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for shit like that. You know, I don't have time for chicks that want to sit up here and ask me 1,001 questions You know what I'm saying? Trying to be all probey and shit. Who you? How you know him? How you know this one? How you know that one? I don't have time for that. See, that's why I just said, Crush, I hear what you're saying. I'm just so down on this topic because my thing is this. Don't call me up with some nonsense. Don't lie to me. You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie. You know? Just tell me the truth. I mean, men make it so much harder on themselves. Why do y'all think y'all even need to lie in the first place? I'm not that chick. I tell people all the time, listen, I'm not that chick. I'm not her. I'm not the one you're getting me confused with. I'm not that chick that gives a damn, first of all. I'm not that chick that care that's going to run you down. I ain't that chick that's going to call your job. I'm not her. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not that chick. I don't care what you do. And I encounter females all the time that want to be all sneaky, Inspector Gadget and Blue's Clues and shit. They want to sit up there and delve and want to search and trace a number back and all this other shit. And one time a girl called me. I think her man called my number. Must have called by mistake or something like that. She called, I saw your number in my man's phone. Do you know who and news and I'm like, what? And then she wanted to sit up there and have an argument with me. I'm like, Clint, what?
And then you got those women that's so persistent that keep calling back.
Yeah.
Exactly. What are you calling me back for?
Right.
I'm like, you call what? Is it that good, sister? Come on.
But
come
you know,
on.
But
you know, it's not right. I don't blame her. I blame him. I blame him for the simple fact that, first of all, it's not even her insecurities, it's his insecurities that's making this just a big ball of nonsense. It's his insecurities for the simple fact that he want to be, I don't know if he watched too much TV or he want to be in a rap video, he want to have all these girls, he want to be a pimp, he want to be a player, whatever you want to call it, guy, you know, and you're not sure on how to go about that.
Girl,
so,
let me tell you something.
The first thing
you do is,
do you have a girlfriend? If I ask you, do you have a girlfriend? No. Okay, but who's Deborah singing? Oh, that's my cousin. This is my cousin's phone. Or this is my, you know, and we ask this, and we stay on the phone for hours, and we go back and forth, and we're asking you all this. Like, this, I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Niggas keep some shit going worse than women. Okay, guys can keep drama. Guys like drama too, man. Don't let nobody tell you they don't. They like drama too. They keep stuff going too.
Black reporter, you want to add anything to the conversation so far?
Blues Clues. I heard that since my little one was four, and I was watching Blues Clues with her.
I know, right?
They want to put two and two together with a notebook, taking notes. What's this?
The situation is the fact that these young men, and I say young men because they're supposed to be acting like young men, don't know the first thing about dating a woman or dating a girl, for lack of a better term. And they are a trip. You're absolutely correct. They are a trip. You don't have to lie to kick it. And women keep telling them that constantly over and over and over and over again.
But however, there are women that do say it, but don't know how to apply. Excuse me, that do say it, but don't know how to apply it. Their insecurities get the best of them, and I can understand that. But there is a new breed of woman out there, especially going into the year 2012. That my skin is too thick for that. You know what I mean? Like I don't use regular lotion. I use Vaseline. I got alligator skin, so you know. I can take a lot. I've been through a lot. I've done a lot. Like, what you're doing does not surprise me. You know, so, I mean, if you have a man, like, the first thing in my mind, like I said earlier, is I'm not thinking of marriage. I don't want you. I don't want you to know. If it gets to that, let it get to that on its own. But beforehand, I don't want you. That's not what I'm thinking about. Right now, I'm thinking about the here and now. I enjoy your company. I enjoy speaking with you. I enjoy having sex with you. Let's just leave it at that. Let's not make it so complicated. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not make it so complicated. Because then when it's time, when we get to that bridge where we are feeling each other, and I think, you know what it is, I'm going to put another theory out there. I think what it is, a guy can have multiple partners, but he don't want the woman that he's banging to have multiple partners.
Of course
partners.
Not. That's exactly what it is.
So
that's exactly what it is.
By trying to make it seem like they're going out and they're ideal, and then he want to say when we get to that point and she actually do catch feelings of that nature, then you want to say, well, you knew what it was from the beginning. Yeah, I knew what it was from the beginning. However, you done told me all these lies to make it seem like I'm the only woman in your life. So how does that go hand in hand? What's up, Sun752 in the chat room, and Russ is in the chat room with all the guests. Sun said, only sucker dudes like drama. That ish don't fly. And Russ said, an ex-girlfriend of mine once asked me if I was having sex behind her back. I replied, Who do you think it was then? Oh my God. Who do you think it was then? Okay. Good grief. Like, I don't know what that one. My brain skipped the move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. So we at that point right now. And like I said, there is a new breed of woman, and she's tired. I'm tired. I'm tired of getting the phone calls, the dirty looks, and the emails, and the Facebook messages. I am so tired of, I'm in a relationship. You know, that's a lie. I'm not really in a relationship on Facebook. But you had to put that on your Facebook page. You know, I'm in a relationship. If it wasn't that serious, why would you put it on there? That's what I don't understand. If you were single, why didn't you just leave it as single? Or why would
you
stop at all?
Right about now, you know what I'm saying? I feel like there's nothing wrong with being a single woman. Well, my problem is with certain females is that, okay, you're in a relationship. Okay, that's all well and good. Okay, but let me tell you something. Just because I you know, would like to stay single and have, you know, anonymous sex with people, that doesn't make me any more, you know? I mean, will that really make me a bad person? Because you choose to say, oh, I want to be monogamous. I just want one person, and I just want this, and I want, oh, okay, that's nice. So, because I don't want that, does that really make me such a horrible damn person?
But you're not monogamous. That's the thing. Until you get there, you got to deal with the multiple people. So technically, you're not monogamous.
And then when I tell them something, when I tell them, listen, you may be monogamous, but it's hate. Then they want to look at me like, oh, you hate. You're okay,
right.
Bitch. I'll be that.
What's going on, 215-519? How you doing?
Yo, don't be putting out too much of that number out there. What's wrong?
Listen, I was putting out there. At least I didn't just do the whole, I'm going to put your old number out there. I almost did. I had to stop myself. I just like saying numbers.
Yeah, like, what's that?
Yes. 215-519. 5472.
look, by now the whole city is filled up. You done figured out the last four numbers.
Yo, exactly. Somebody be listening next week. Alright, what's the last four numbers? They be like, oh, give it up 336. What's up, son? You be like, okay, that's the last four. Damn, she gave my shit away.
Alright.
215-519-5472.
What's going on, son? All right, that's cool. I was just checking out what y'all was saying. But, you know, what y'all really have to realize is, you know, a lot, when you're speaking from your own experiences, you have to understand what your experiences really say to you and what they say to other people. You know, because, you know, like, whereas people like you and Brick, y'all might be able to play that, be considered to play a game, you know what I mean? Well, a lot of females claim to be able to do that, but when the heat get turned up on them, they're not able to do that. And the thing is, you might be able to do it very well with one, but then when a certain one come along, you know, that might be a game changing type of person. You understand what I'm saying?
Nah.
When you've been dealing with the same type of dude over and over and over, or you know, you basically fall into a pattern or routine, whatever you want to call it, so you get used to that. So it ain't nothing new to you. So whereas the experience might be new to him, to you, it's like it ain't no big thing. But then you might get with somebody else that really jerks your heartstrings in a different kind of way. And you know, so you're still trying to stick to the script, but you feel like that script might deserve a rewrite. And see, with the way y'all sound, you know what I mean, not trying to diss y'all or nothing like that, but the way y'all sound, if it was a dude saying the same thing, he would be sounding like real macho and like bravado on some old, I don't love these old. You know what I mean? No big thing.
You know what it is, son? It's not about bravado. It's about basically just putting it out on the table. Stop bringing me bullshit. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Game recognized game already. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is I'm just being real. Just be real with me, and I'll be real with you.
When you start talking about being real, some people's reality is different than other people's reality. Some people's fantasy is their reality. So, you know, and that's the only reason I can say these things is because I've been through all of this shit time and time again over my lifetime. So I've been with chicks, you know, that claim that, oh, you know, I ain't no strings attached, ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just doing me anyway and blah, blah, blah. As a matter of fact, I got a dude and blah, 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 blah. But then, you know, they start liking a nigga. So, you know, they start liking a nigga because they realize, although the packaging might have seemed the same up front, the inside ain't the same. Right. So it's like you went to the store to buy a bag of Hers chips. You're like, all right, well, they ain't got no Hers today, but they got a bag of Lay's. They're like, these shits got some different ingredients. I like these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? This ain't the regular bag of chips, but you ain't see that coming. You just going to the store, buy that average bag of chips. So I understand, you know, it took me a while to understand how you know, their emotions got into it. It wasn't that maybe they really didn't intend for that to happen, but as time went on, As they start being able to consistently like a nigga, maybe I wasn't acting stupid. I wasn't in this, you know, little dumb shit that a lot of niggas be into and all of that kind of shit. You know, it might change from there. And that's in situations where either I might have had a girl or they might have had a dude or whatever. But you know, all the rules was stated up front. And see, I'm a nigga that's really a stickler for the rules. I play by the rules. So what I say up front is really the way it is. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of any of the dynamics that might have seemed like they changed up front, if I told you that I had a girl up front, I wasn't saying that just to be posturing. You know what I mean? That honestly means that somebody is in the way. And, you know, you will have to respect that the same way as I would be required to respect, you know, your dude. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to be making no late night calls or infiltrating your social network. Matter of fact, if I'm dealing with you like that, I don't even want to be a part of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't want you on my page. I don't want to be on your page. Honestly. Because when you think about it, what good can come out of that shit? If I know you, if I speak to you on the phone, I don't need to fuck with you on Facebook for what? To me, that's stupid. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so with all that being said, you know, I mean, and you know, y'all have to understand that's coming from a man's standpoint that's used to being liked. And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that on no bragging shit. But you know, when it comes to relationships with the opposite sex, I've been very, very fortunate in that regard. I ain't never been in no shit where I had to wrestle to, you know, to keep a chick or get a chick, and I ain't never had to go through all that bullshit, all that drama and all of that, you know, this dude, that dude. I ain't really have to never go through that. So it's a good look. But I also been with chicks that have told me straight up and down. You know, they pretty much let me know that they don't want the truth. If I'm out there, you know, if I have desires for other chicks, I need to do it the traditional way and lie to them and make them feel like they the only one, because they ain't fucking with that truth shit. And I've been told that straight up and down. Like, nah, I would rather you just, you know, do your shit on the side, keep it away from me, because that's what I consider respect to be. So yeah, as we are in this keep it real society, everybody don't want that reality. That ain't keeping it real to them. That's keeping that real disrespect.
Yeah.
So it's apples and oranges. Where you might be able to withstand the ins and outs of a casual sexual relationship. Everybody ain't built like that. Some people can't even see that way.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that note, and I was gonna get to that. As far as you know, people not want to know the reality of it. However, the thing is like, if I tell you I don't want to know reality of it, that doesn't mean turn around and make up this elaborate story as well.
Mm.
Oh, this is my cousin from such and such third marriage, and we're real close, and you don't have to explain. Don't give me no explanation. Don't let me know.
I hear that.
Unless I ask you directly, do you have a woman?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the thing. When you ask them directly, do you have a woman? Because I'm one for that too. Don't let me know. Once you cross my threshold of my doorway, it's me and you. It's no longer nobody else. You cut your phone off. I don't want you texting. If you got a text, stay outside my door until you finish texting her. You know, when you come through this door, unless it's an emergency, it's your mama calling, don't pick up your phone. Don't go back and forth. If you got a lot of hugs, then don't come over. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that. If you, I'm with my girl tonight, just say you with your girl tonight. Don't give me this elaborate story, somebody died in your family, and you got to go to the wake in the morning. That's what I'm talking about. Like, they are, everybody's is a different breed. However, when I say I'm keeping it real, I can't keep it real with you. I can only keep it real with myself.
Yeah,
what you believe is what you believe. But however, when I say I'm keeping it real, the only person that needs to know the truth is me. I'm the one that counts to me. You know, I'm gonna hold you in regard, but you're not as important as me. That's the thing. A lot of it. When I was younger and I was a teen, and you know, I was 20 years old, 21. I had just got my own place. I was playing Mrs. Doubtfire and all that. You know, let's go out. I'm cooking dinners. I'm watching sports. Now it's like, you watch that in that room. I will watch this in this room. You know, I'm not stressing for his approval. You know, like I'm not trying to bend over backwards so he can tell me if he's going to stay tonight or if he's going to leave. I prefer you to just get up and go.
Oh yeah.
Right. It's no longer me asking you, are you staying? It's you asking me, are you staying?
Right.
You know, and I think and Brick has said something earlier, like you go through different levels as you get older, different your maturity level, but also your preference change. As well.
And your tolerance meter.
Right.
Your tolerance meter is really like, you just don't tolerate it anymore. It's
right.
Like for stuff that you had a stomach for or that you could take back then, I just can't take anymore.
Right.
You know, there used to be certain things that guys would do that I'd be like, okay, here we go. You know, this is just what guys do. Now I'm at the point in my life now where I'm just like, I just don't even want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see no evidence of it. And you know what? I mean, it's basically just me being on a different level now, different plateau than I was before. I'm like, I'm not listening to that BS anymore. I don't want to hear it. And it's like you guys still feel the need, like men still feel the need to spin doctor shit for me to listen to it. I'm like, you don't seem to get it. When I said, okay, I really don't care. I don't care to hear it. And, you know, then they say, well, what's wrong with you? Why got to be something wrong with me? Because the standard norm says I'm supposed to listen to your bullshit, nod, cry a little bit, and you put your arm around me and it's okay, and then we make up. I'm not interested anymore. You know, and I think that guys are not ready for that type of female, whereas I'm not even interested. It's not about being cocky, having bravado. It's not about thinking I'm better than you. It's about just not tolerating the bullshit anymore. And the thing about it is that it's empowering, and men see that, and you look at it as, oh, she's on some new bitch shit. No, it's not. It's about just not listening to it anymore. You know, it's like somebody constantly sticking their foot out when you walk by. After a while, son, you're going to be like, shit, why are you bothering to stick your foot out? I know what you're going to do. Just you understand what I'm saying? And you're ready for it. So it's like you're not doing the same thing.
I get all of that. I get all of that. Here's the thing. You know, but y'all have to understand, y'all ain't cut from the same cloth as most people out here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to think about the type of freedom, the type of liberation that y'all are expressing out here. People out here ain't running around with that type of mentality.
I know
they
don't
run around with that kind of mentality.
They need to.
And have them scared.
But
well,
you know what?
Well,
when I was younger, I used to run around like that, just what you're describing, son. That you said a lot of people are not ready for it, which is true. I met somebody like me back then, and I didn't get the bitch at all. I was like, yo, she must be some old good shit. And seriously, I was like, yo, she's going to be old and alone. It's so sad. But now I see what that woman has that I didn't see then. She got peace of mind. And that's what the hell I have now.
but that's the whole thing. But that's the whole thing. You want to gravitate towards wherever your positive experiences take you. You know, so if your positive experiences take you towards a more monogamous relationship, that's what you're going to seek out. If your more positive relationship is taking you towards a more platonic, you know, not necessarily platonic, but more of a, I don't really want to say promiscuous either, but a more
casual.
A more casual, gravitate towards that. You know what I'm saying? But you start talking about a casual lifestyle, some people can't fathom not putting promiscuity and casual in the same sentence, because you know they may have been taught culturally.
Yeah, hello, you know,
but let's do it like this: casual intimacy. You know, I'm a single woman. That's what I'm talking to. I'm talking to the
right.
Single woman. When we mention all these things, I'm not talking about the woman that's in a relationship and that's looking for the monogamy. I'm not talking about that woman that's ready for that long-term relationship. I'm talking about the single woman who's out there mingling. And you bringing home these dudes, and these dudes are feeding you the toxic that they're feeding you. You know, that's what we refer to, and when we expressing, you know, our disdain for some of the stuff that these men are doing. Like I said earlier, I'm only talking about my lifestyle. If it doesn't apply to you, please let it fly. I'm not talking about everybody, but I know there are more women out there like myself and like Brick. Lady C, what are your thoughts so far? Then we're going to bring Black Reporter on and find out what his thoughts is so far about the conversation.
My thoughts is that I'm tired of the bullshit, and really, I would like to get married again, but I can't get to that point if they come with lies.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get past the lies. I can't deal with a lie. I'd rather be alone than somebody who's going to lie and got all this other stuff coming in. So I don't mind being alone. I'm happy with being alone right now, but I would like to be in a marriage, but I can deal with being alone if I have to be.
Right. And Black Reporter, what you got for me?
And technically, I'm just like Lady C. I would rather be on my way to getting married, but before you can get married, you have to be friends first. So I've got to build myself up with somebody and find somebody that I want to be with. So that takes a little time. So if it takes 5 years, so be it, you know. But I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Right. I you know, and that's the thing. Like, you already
been done
took that. You know, you took the, not even that, but I'm just saying, when you tell a lie, you made the choice for me.
Yeah,
that's the thing, and that's what's really frustrating about dealing with these dudes. Like, you're telling me all these lies, you're feeding what you think I want to hear, and it may seem like nothing to you, but however, you're trying to dictate what I should be feeling, how I should be looking at you. And
that doesn't fit. No. That ain't the way that's supposed to go.
Right. So, on that note, we have the 917202. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing? How's everybody?
Hey,
how you doing? Fellas, how's everybody doing tonight?
Pretty goody.
What's up?
He just politicking like he normally do.
Oh, he politicking? Okay. I feel that pimping.
Yeah.
Well, politicking on the romantic level.
On the romance level. Okay. So what's the question of the night?
It's not really a question out there. We're just talking about casual intimacy. And the fact that some men tell these elaborate stories to the women, and we feel like you ain't got a lot of kicking.
No, I think a lot of women just want guys to lie to them instead of like giving up to them straight up. They want guys to make up this elaborate story like, oh, I really do love you and blah 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 blah. And so that's why, I mean, it works for guys. It works for some guys.
It all backfires on you. You know, it backfires on you because you done told me A, B, and C, and now I see something. That's the thing. Like, if you're going to tell me a story, tell me something that's believable. However, I turn around and I got a phone call from Betty Sue, who's your wife or your fiance or your current girlfriend, or, you know, it's crazy. I'm texting you. It's actually her texting me back. I've had that happen. I've had a guy. He told me this. I didn't even have to tell him. He told me this. I'm not ready for no relationship. You know, we just gonna keep it real. I ain't got no girl. Blah blah blah. And we was dealing with each other, and I accepted all that. Then I was texting him like, boo boo. I'm thinking about you. That. You know, we was texting, having fun all day long. 9 o'clock came. I'm like, you coming over? Next thing you know, I got a phone call from his number. Hello? He go, hello? The next thing you know, who the fuck is this? Wait, hold up. What just happened? She let him, and she's sitting right there. You get what I'm saying? And they called back. They kept calling back. And I was just like, all right, I'm done. You know, I had to cut my phone off. Like, there's nothing you can do. You can say whatever you want to say. I already told you what you needed to hear. Stop calling. But she just kept going. Do you know that, like, 4 months down the line, he shows up at my front door. He shows up at my front door at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why are you here? I miss you. I know what I did was wrong. I apologize. I'm really sorry. Can you forgive me? Ah, come on. Stop feeding me that. Oh, gee whiz, dolly. I don't know. That's just
we me. Came.
Right, and you know, we still fuck with each other. However, that's not the point.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Shaking my head. SMH. As they say in the hood.
What was the point of this story here?
The point was, if he didn't lie, we wouldn't have to have that little breaking off that we did.
Oh, right. For heaven's sake.
I
just wanted
to share my story with you.
That story could have been very well served if it were unknown.
Right, that shit fell flat.
Yeah. I mean,
so really, really with that story, that's what the nigga needs to lie. Why not?
Exactly. I'm like, it worked out bad for him.
It wasn't my story. What you need to lie to me for? You lie to her, yeah.
But in the end, why didn't you punish him for the lie? You just gave back in. So it's like, liars win, eventually.
Wait, what punishment? What punishment
could
she have gave him for
life? When I say punishment, I mean, hello, you don't fuck with him no more. So she still fuck with him in the end. So basically, what was the lesson learned there? Absolutely
yeah,
nothing.
But evidently, if she would have stopped fucking with him, she would have been punishing herself.
Exactly. The lesson learned was that Crush has no restraint.
No, that was the lesson. Let me tell you, the list of prospects that I do have in my phone book did not add up to the 11 inches and 3 1/4
oh,
that but,
oh my God.
So,
oh Lord, you know what? Please stop talking. Because you are undoing everything you just said for the last hour.
I have to make an executive decision. No, I'm not.
No, actually, I'm glad.
I'm single. So the only thing that we were doing was fucking. Let's keep it real. That's what we're talking about, casual intimacy. That's what he provided. That's what the conversation, that's what the whole relationship was about. That's all he ever is. So I'm not, I didn't, this, you know, that's what we're talking about. So this actually does apply. Y'all just may not want
to. I think it really does apply.
Right. And the fact that he lied and told an elaborate story, which we're talking about, got him to a point that we wasn't fucking each other for like 4 or 5 months. But I didn't call him. He came to my front door. He came to me. He begged and he pleaded. And, I mean, you know, eventually I did give in. But, you know, once again, he came to me. I didn't go to him. So there was no need for me to punish him. And like I said, he wasn't my only partner. You know, my little black book at that time, you know, so I added him back in.
Look, the way I look at that whole thing is, you know, one of the things you just illustrated is in a relationship, whether it's a casual relationship, whether it's a deeply romantic relationship, a marriage or something, or whatever you're getting into. Sometimes you have to employ a little bit of selfishness, even if your selfishness is the enjoyment of pleasing your partner. You understand what I mean? But just, you know, if you get something for yourself and you follow that to the letter, there's always going to be things that you're going to have to put on a scale, and you're going to have to decide which side is heavier, the shit that I can live with or the shit that I can't live with.
Right.
You know, and if the shit that you can live with is the heavier side, then you're going to find a way to work with that. Mm-hmm. Now, when the shit starts getting, the real problem sometimes when the shit that you can't live with starts being heavier, but for some reason you're delaying cutting ties with that person because you think about the times before when the shit that you could live with was heavier and you're thinking that it's going to get back on that side. And the likelihood of that happening is probably real low, but you caught up. So, yeah, that's probably what happened.
Right. I get what you're saying, son. You want to join the conversation? 805-830-8320. Press number 1. We'll let you on air. Right now we got the 614 in the building. What up, John?
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment, not about Chevy, but the one caller. He's talking about bad relationships, right, Chris? Does he fucking dialogue him to death by talking him to death like he does on the radio?
Who are you talking about?
The one guy is talking about it rambles on. If you don't have to make a fucking story to have a relationship, either be with it or just, you know, come up front about it. I don't understand.
Oh, you sound like fighting words to me.
The last time he was on, he made a comment. that Rick had an attitude. I look at
yeah,
it this
nah,
way.
First of all,
just because a woman is strong-willed, maybe the dude just don't have the balls to deal with a strong-willed woman.
What the fuck is you talking about? Ain't nobody talking about somebody that's strong or weak. But they ain't got shit to do with nothing. Yo, man, put that in the fucking vodka.
How old are you, man?
It don't matter how fucking old is. I'm old enough to speak my mind. That's how fucking old I am. How old are you, bitch?
You're about 38 years old, right?
Man, I listen to you call this show every night, spewing that old dumbass bullshit you be kicking. I mean, you need to find something to do. No life having that thing. What's that bullshit, right? You got the right one tonight.
Well, you ain't got no relationship. You fucking dialoguing to death, dude. That's why they leave your ass.
Yo, punk ass, you don't. First of all, I've never been left. That's number one. Second of all, you don't know what the fuck I got. Third of all,
you're the one who
like
said that
you
crush
need to get a fucking
Rick had an attitude. A woman's a strong-willed woman. What's wrong with having
in the show, not what
they can't
about.
Deal with a woman who won't
nobody,
put up with their BS.
Don't nobody respect you. Why do you think you get muted every fucking night?
Hey, I got a good one for you.
On that note, I would like to say you have reached the top of the hour. It is now 10:01 p.m.
We're
listening to the Adult Zone. I'm like a Porter.
Okay, you are listening to Phone Fantasy Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Adult Zone and the Tuesday night boxing match. In this corner, you have Lady LaCrush Hard thing with Black Reporter.
Okay.
And no, I'm not saying us. Okay. But we are talking about casual intimacy tonight. And it's gotten a little, how should I say, edgy.
I gotta listen to the replay of this shit.
I was just
going to say, before I get muted again, is that sounded like one of my stories, LaCrush. That sounded like one of my stories.
Oh, yeah? That's how y'all gonna do me? Really?
What?
No. My stories can never be one of your stories. My story actually goes with the topic. You don't want to start, Black Reporter. You got no wings. I got to go forward. There's no going back and forth with us. I just mute you.
God.
What's up, Lady C? How you disappeared on me, Lady C?
She's holding back some 752. She's holding back.
She's holding back, son. Son, you with me, son? You with me?
My God.
What's up, Brown Reporter?
I never heard of it.
So first of all, I'm going to tell y'all, like, first of all,
exactly. I just got turned on.
I ain't mean to blow up y'all's spot like that.
You do that.
First of all, I can't deal with nobody not knowing what the fuck they're talking about. And I'm not playable. You know what I mean? I'm not.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Russ is stupid. Russ is like LaCrush. This is your new Jerry Springer style. So. No, Russ. This is not Jerry Springer. However, what we do allow on this show is everybody to speak their mind. What we're not going to tolerate is attacking somebody for speaking their mind. So,
exactly.
Even though we're having fun for it, John, we do appreciate you calling in and we do appreciate you tuning in. However, please do not verbally attack anybody on this show. We don't want to have this, we do not tolerate this. Is it okay for you to speak your mind, comment on what you need to comment on, but keep your comments directed to the topic and not at nobody. Let's not take personal jabs at people. I just want to say that. That's my disclaimer. But after that, Oh, did y'all see the jab? Oh,
it was fur flying.
It was so exciting. Lady C got knocked off. What happened, Lady C? What did you disappear to, Lady C?
I had to find my charger. My phone was
I know Lady C ain't missed that.
Oh.
So I got to right before to the top of the hour when she got Black Porter in. I heard up until that point.
Oh,
okay. I was about to say, you missed that?
No, I heard that.
Right. That would be a phone. That would be a cell phone, though. That would be a cell phone, though. To always fuck up at the good times, right? Shout out to Kitty. Shout out to Kitty, my neighbor's white cat. Kitty, don't worry.
Shout out to Kitty. Shout out to Kitty.
Shout out to Mary J. Blige.
She's somewhere out here.
Yeah, shout out to Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige is British.
Kitty's your sound effect.
Mary J. Blige won't leave.
She damn sure won't. Okay. For real.
No, Russ, we're not going to do this. Oh, Russ is a fool. The crush. Listen, Russ, stop.
No,
thanks to all the guests tuning in. Thanks to all the callers on the line right now. Once again, you can join the conversation, 805-830-8320. What I like to do at this moment is take a break. I got to take a break. I got to recoup. I'm feeling mad emotional. And
Just for a moment, folks.
We'll be right back. We just gotta take a quick break. And I'm gonna play
fight music, Valerie. Stop. Some cooling down music.
No, I don't want y'all to cool down.
Baby.
Oh, somebody coming. round two. Y'all are crazy. Listen, folks. On Thursday we have our mixtape day. If you have your top five songs that you would like to hear played on Phone Fantasy Radio, don't forget to send me an email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. We have some contests coming up as well. We got the Kibasa King contest coming up on Brick House starting June 4th. We have the Raw Dog Readers, which is our new book club on Facebook, coming up for the contest in July. We got prizes. We got the Kibasa King care package. You get boxes, some cologne, some socks. get your sweet meat picks together.
Sweet meat picks together. Some pops want to get that email yet, sir.
Sun disappeared on us?
I don't know, but we still would cool it off. Or at least you would put the fist to a wall.
Yeah, I'm good.
How about you say you put your fist to a wall? I was getting excited.
Well, let's call the number.
I don't even know where I want to go right now. I'm just so confused. So y'all don't lie. I'm so confused. I'm just looking at stuff.
I didn't say anything.
I'm just so confused right now. I'm just so confused. I don't know. I don't even know where to go right now.
A song? A nice song?
All right. I'll play a song. Okay, here we go. Yes. Play some music. And then we'll come back.
Take a break. Play some music.
Yep.
Like, when you wake up, you be like, nah, I can't do this.
Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict.
There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it. I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system. Guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always a regret. Yeah, I'm always a regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down. It's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again. Cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening. And she loves it. Stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
Tuned into the Adult Zone.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's
go. What's up? What's up? What's Gucci? What's Gucci?
What's Gucci?
What's poppin'? Was goody.
Right, who are you?
Harlem, Harlem, and the brother, when you back.
How you doing, Harlem?
Yo, they got
a... G-Mac and cool. Everything cool. So how you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Right. Well, you might have heard of me. You heard of me, Daffy, your own bad guy?
What the hell?
Daffy, I'm bad guy. Mafia's Mac Man is in the building.
Who?
Yeah. Mafia's Mac Man. Google me up.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. I want to big up your radio station. I like what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it.
Okay. I mean, trying to definitely want to promote your show. You gave me a chance to shine, for the people to hear me out, Fantasy Radio. That's the name of it, Phone Fantasy Radio.
That's the name of it, Phone Fantasy Radio Network. This particular broadcast is called the Adult Zone. Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern to 11 p.m.
And what's your name, huh?
Oh, I'm the hostess.
Miss Mrs. Who?
LaCrush.
Miss Natasha?
LaCrush.
LaCrush. I seen it online. I mean, I just want to know so I can say it right, because I definitely want to represent you and definitely promote what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Give me a chance to shine, and hope possibly I could get a shout out every now and then too. You know, you can see what I'm doing for you. One hand washed the other. You feel me?
All right. Well, send me your information. Radio@gmail.com, or you can visit our website, PhoneFantasyRadio.com. So we appreciate all the support.
All right, likewise. Mm-hmm. Keep on doing what you're doing. What time y'all go off?
11.
All right, maybe I'll try to get back, tune back in as soon as I'm going to get my little chronic break, go back upstairs and listen to your show. You feel me?
No problem.
All right. Yeah. Play some good music. Play some Daffy on Bad Guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard them on
Thursday nights. We play music. This was just our cooling down period. But Thursday night is our music night show.
Okay. We play music for them, like Reverb, SoundCloud, or what?
All that.
All right, I'm on there. Look for me, Daffy on Bag. I'm all over the place.
Right, you can send me your music too. Just email it to me.
Alright, is it possible you can inbox me, the information? Because I'm outside walking while you're telling me the information, so I ain't even going to bullshit you.
Okay, no problem.
I'm taking it in. Alright, that's what it is then. Alright.
Okay.
Alright, have a good night.
You too.
Peace.
I also want to say this. Chev, I do not appreciate you having a side conversation while you are here. Right.
Huh?
Yeah. You have a side conversation.
I'm sorry, Clash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Clash.
So, back to our casual conversation. Casual intimacy conversation. Even our words there. Where was we? Wagwan in the chat room. In the chat. Where was we? Lady C.
Yes.
I'm gonna pick on you right now.
Okay.
What do you think
is
your number one rule when it comes to a casual intimacy relationship?
My one rule?
Where?
Hey, Triple H. I asked you out here for your opinion. That's all. Now, do you want to face the Rocket Survivor Series? Or do you want to face Stone Cold Steve Austin at Survivor Series? What is your opinion?
Choice.
Bitch, you know what I think?
It doesn't matter what your opinion is.
You're a fool.
Right on time. She was ready for it.
I was ready for that. I tell you, don't lie. I was sweating over here. I tell you, don't lie.
You couldn't wait.
I couldn't. All right. Nobody else not that funny, ladies.
I wish they really got it.
Oh, boy, that's funny.
It was right on time.
Yeah, they didn't find that funny. But anyway.
Jenny, don't roll and shut your mouth because the people's champ is ready to talk.
You know what? No. Y'all, these damn sound effects.
All right, we don't speak.
Okay. All right, you just said one thing that I don't tolerate. One thing I do not tolerate in my casual relationships is showing up at my door unannounced. I don't play that.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh. You don't come to my house unannounced at all. You don't be in the neighborhood. You don't happen to stop by. You don't busy driving by until you stop, ringing the bell. No, you don't do that because, see, you don't know who I have up in here. And then you're liable to get your ass shot. So, to avoid all types of shit like that, just don't spontaneously drop by my house.
No. Call before you come.
Definitely.
Not even in. So they call and they be downstairs.
No, they call and they downstairs and they walk up on something. Listen, don't be sitting outside my house and call outside the door. Because then you get your feelings hurt. Because I'll be sitting right on the other side of the door and I'll be talking to you on the phone, but I won't my damn door.
Right.
I don't care if you have to do it, you call. Because, like you say, you ain't getting in if I feel like I don't want you in because you didn't call in enough time. So then you get your feelings hurt. That already happened. Yep. <laughs> Yeah, it has. I'll play it. I done lost many of a friend like that. Yeah. Oh, I was over here. I was with my friends and we saw, and we came this way. Uh-uh, no. Bye-bye. I can't come in. No.
I agree with you on that. That's one of the rules. Do not do that because I won't open the door and it, you know, and I might delete your number. That's another thing. I'm quick to block a nigga.
I won't delete a number. I give him a special ringtone so I know not to answer it.
So I delete it and I block it. You get spam and the next time you call me, you get do-do-do.
Oh, no, yeah, because he crushes a fucking chameleon with numbers.
Google.
I can honestly vouch for that shit. You're right. Ask a chameleon when it comes to numbers. I'm like, what fucking number is this?
Right.
Like, hey, so everybody, what the fuck? Who you calling from Siberia?
Everything got its own number. Right. Every 5 minutes,
I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't know you could have a zip code from that state if you ain't from that state.
Yeah,
you can. Just have a fucking zip code.
Power the internet.
Power
I knew
that. They call you from an 807 number. You're like, where the fuck are you?
Right.
I'm at my house.
I'm at home.
I'll wait till we get live on the show and call you from my show calling number.
You know what?
805-830. Like, what the hell? I'll do it. What about you, Lady C?
Well, Lord,
have mercy
on the people not coming without calling. I'm with the other thing. Be honest about if you got somebody, because if you don't call and you just pop up and don't say, don't expect that I'm gonna be waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect that I'm gonna be waiting for you to call, because I've come to the habit. No, you call, okay. You don't call, okay. Don't make a plan and don't show up and don't call and say, I can't come. Unless you're dying or at death's door.
Ooh, damn.
if you set a date and I set that time for you and then you don't show up and you don't call, you wait 3 days later. Oh, my car died and my phone didn't charge. It took 3 days to charge your phone? Okay, bye. I don't have time. That's just disrespect. You can't call and say something. I mean, I understand family emergencies. I understand that. But anything other than an emergency, don't come with some long lie. Oh, my nephew was in jail. He got released, and we decided to throw him this party. And you couldn't go to your phone and call and say, I'm not coming. No, that's not acceptable.
Mm.
If we make plans, let's make you know.
We got another caller.
Shout out to my nemesis in the chat room.
225-252. You're on the air. What's your name and where you calling from?
How you ladies doing? This is Mr. C. Now, I am calling from Van Ruys.
Hey, Mr. C.
Hey, Mr. C.
You got a lot of some drama. How you doing, Mr. C?
Add a little sugar.
One of the rules is not to come by, right?
Right.
Unannounced.
Not to come by unannounced. Yeah, that eliminated me because I'm going to stay coming by unannounced. But try lying. ain't no reason to lie. It's for fun. Just to get together.
Why? Lady, see you writing the stuff down?
Why should I write it down?
Okay, just making sure. Shout out to Kitty.
Shout out to my nemesis in the chat room. I see you. Thank you for the shout. I see you.
What up, Quest? Shout out to Quest. Somebody's in a 919 and they hung up. That ain't cool. What I was gonna say. Oh, what about you, son? I know you may have all these women.
So cool,
but I know
you
got some rules. Yeah, you got
some. I'm good.
Woo! Got a little hot for a second there. I'm sorry.
We was waiting for you.
Got your shoulders all raised up and everything, right? Homeboy put bass, he put his chest in. He's like, what, nigga? What? What you drinking, vodka? Oh,
yeah, it'd be like that sometimes. But,
yeah.
But no, I say... The only rules I have, I mean, you know, the no drive-by thing, you know, called so yeah, that, I would say, you know, stick to whatever the rules was outlined in the beginning. Make sure that you don't deviate from that. Because once you start, you know, all right, once you start really deviating from the original rules, you're really making the relationship something different than it was. So it's the same way that if you my girl, I can't treat you like a you know, like just some chicken head. The same way if you just some chicken head, I can't treat you like you're my girl. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean I'm not gonna I try not to disrespect nobody, but if you gonna disrespect the rules that we set forth, and there's a reason that the rules are put in place in the first place. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's to avoid arguments, disagreements, and bad feelings. And you know, a lot of times when people separate, a lot of those things, a lot of those feelings come into play. But maybe, you know, so I would just say, just stick to what we outlined in the beginning. But always keep the lines of communication open.
When do you outline your rules?
But you know what? I know that time changes things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And feelings change things. So, you know, it's okay. If you're in a casual relationship with somebody, basically y'all friends. So,
right.
what makes things more friendlier than keeping the lines of communication open? So it's all right to ask. Well, you know, are we still on this or? You know, have your feelings for me changed? Because I can understand how it would feel if, all right, yeah, we said we were just fucking, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, you know what I mean? You look, when a nigga came over on Friday night, he brought me a chicken and fish platter. You know how I got a big particular fish. Fries and all that shit with the right hot sauce, like, no. So, you know, once you start doing things like that, all right, I guess this is the most important thing in the whole casual relationship thing, because I think this is the point that can sometimes get lost, especially the people who don't participate in that, and that sort of thing. You don't have to be mean just because that person is not your number one romantic interest. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think that just because you know, y'all have more of a strictly casually sexual relationship, that you can't be but so nice to a person because they might get the wrong impression. I don't really think that that's true. It's just, you know, basically saying just stay in your lane, because this is the lane, and as long as we keep our emotions in this lane, we'd be all right. I don't mean that if you $20 short in your electric bill, you can't get a couple of dollars. It don't mean that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You good people, you can get that.
Right.
That's all I have to say about that.
<You know? laughs> On the quest says sex is better if you feel her belly.
What?
Not always.
Oh, wow.
But you know, since you brought up the belly thing, y'all may have to do a show. Y'all might have to do a show about people who get into relationships while they already pregnant.
I thought about that. Oh my God. I swear I was reading. Wasn't we just talking about that today, Brent?
Yeah, we talked about a lot of shit today.
Yeah.
That could have been it. Come on, every damn thing. Come on, bunions. Oxtails.
Shout out to me and my good old oxtails.
Shout out to the butcher who gave me the deal on that tail, oxtails. Very good.
Y'all had oxtails today too. I had oxtails today.
Yo, what's my oxtails today?
I'm trying. It must have been. But I
yeah,
had yesterday
it,
too.
Huh?
This shit was so good, I had to re-up.
Oh, shit.
I had
that's what had you on out of the holiday, huh, son? And it was oxtails.
They had them on sale they had them on sale $2.99 a pound. You can't beat
that's
that with a
damn deal.
Oh,
that's
good.
Real good. I paid $4.99 a pound.
That's what I'm saying. I was ready to empty them out for $2.99.
Give me 20.
I just have to throw them in the deep freezer. Like what?
Yeah, I know that's right.
Yeah.
Breaking
down
the
portion
and Ziploc
bag.
Anybody else
I was
do that?
Mad
yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, give me a recipe for oxtail, son. Yeah. I want
you to give me a recipe
for oxtail.
Look, yo, I was mad because they was advertising them. I was like, everybody don't need to know this shit.
You a fool.
I do the same thing though. They just wanted them in the store.
You ever take out the sign? I'm moving the sign out the way. Say
look, they send around. They send around the little circulars, like the little newspaper type joints. They put them on everybody's door. I'm like, I'm ready to go take all them shit down. Like, what's the getting going? Goddamn Marcus can't keep a secret.
Like, why y'all telling everybody though?
I thought this was just between us. I told y'all I was gonna buy y'all out.
What's up 917-369 How you doing, Skylar? I mean, who is this? How you doing? Hello, 917.
Oh, what up?
How you doing?
I'm chilling.
Are you
now? Who's that, Chef?
It's like Chef, brother.
You're on a different number.
Who is Chef?
Nah, I got the same number.
917?
Yeah, 917202.
No, that's not you. I'm not
Chef.
It's another one.
No.
Well, it's two Chefs on the phone?
There's another 917.
There's another 917. 396. She got his hand raised. That's Skylar. Yeah.
Hello.
Skylar and Cheryl, brothers?
Okay, let me stop.
Let me stop.
No, I'm not crazy. I'm going to pull them.
What you mean?
They hung up.
You know what? I heard that, too. Yeah, when I was pregnant, yeah, it was the ball when you're pregnant, pregnant pussy. Yeah, I heard about it. I heard about that.
Look, women who have a lot of kids, women who have a lot of kids, especially by the same dude, I understand that shit perfectly. You know what I mean?
Well, so how does pussy act pregnant? It should act pregnant.
Look, I don't know how many times I'm going to have to tell y'all on this show. Y'all ain't never had no pussy. You'll never understand it.
Oh, but no, I guess I never will.
And you're right. No,
exactly.
But see,
don't
worry about it. Just,
just follow to the letter. Just keep getting knocked up.
But no.
What you talking about?
Look, everything don't have to make sense. It is what it is. What makes it so good?
Yeah.
The shit is like it's equivalent to almost literally that damn water slide at Six Flags. You know what I'm saying?
The water slide at Six Flags.
The only part you get tired of. Well, I'm in the stairs. But you love that slide. It's wet and it's wonderful.
So when it's when she's pregnant, it's more wetter or what?
I don't know.
It's wetter.
Heard.
It's like, and it ain't even just a regular wet. It's that old crazy, sticky. It's like a combination of like wet Italian dressing and your favorite cold cut meat.
Okay, son.
Favorite cold cut meat. You know, you
are. You with the cold cut meat.
Because it is skin. It is skin. I mean, your favorite cold cut. I ain't talking about like no motherfuckers eating up bologna. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the premium beef and watch this shit.
Beef and watch the jam. Boar's head. Honey glaze.
You got to spend a couple of dollars for. But next year that wetness. It's
$7.98 a pound.
I'm trying to tell you, this shit is...
How did we go for a casual conversation?
It's good shit.
It's talking about cold.
Because they were talking about pregnant pussy in the chat room.
Oh, yeah,
boy. He said, it was so good.
He said, old pussy should act pregnant. I'm like, how does pussy act pregnant?
All I know is that it should.
And then you talk about salad dressing and cold cut.
The whole game, it would all be pregnant.
I'll never understand that. Just like y'all will understand how it feels to have a nice thick shaft going down your throat. Y'all will understand that, right?
You're right. And I don't even need to understand that.
Tickles the head feel like velvet against the bottom of your lip. Y'all never know what that feels like, right? So y'all,
I gotta go. My mom gotta use the phone.
Yeah. Oh, Dad, no.
I'm coming,
we're
Mom.
We're bringing in the 917. Mom's got you the phone. 917.
I'll be up in 5 minutes. Dad.
396. All right,
what is this?
917. Oh, that's TVB. I knew I knew the number.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
I was on wrong ass. How you doing,
Stevie? I'm good. How everybody else doing?
We good.
All right.
We haven't heard from you since Easter. What's going on?
Damn, since Easter.
Right.
Yeah, I know. You heard somebody said Passover. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I've been busy.
Yeah.
Right. What's going on? I've been busy. I've been busy promoting that little party I got going on. So I've been going in strong with that and trying to get up. Just trying to make another couple of moves on the table.
Shout out to people that take pictures with ashy lips. So, Stevie, I tried to put that in there. Oh, okay. So, Stevie B, we're talking about casual intimacy, but we were talking about pregnant pussy for a minute. You got a bunch of kids. How do you think pregnant pussy measure up?
All right. When it's pregnant, your man, right, it's just like there's an extra moisture to it. But not only the moisture, it's like when you first go in, it's that warmthness. It's real warm. Mm-hmm. It's that cozy comfort blanket warm. Like, it's the truth.
Like, you know, my man, like, it's like you can tell it's a baby in it.
You can stay in there and go to sleep all day in there. Like, nothing could hurt. Like, once you're in that, you're just so comfortable and so secure, nothing could hurt you.
Yeah, he ain't never lied. That's why, look. That's why when niggas get a chick pregnant, and then when she tell them that she pregnant, and then they get ghost, I be like, damn, you gonna fuck yourself out of that 9 months?
First of all, that's the best 9 to 10 months because you can get some nookie all straight through these months, nonstop.
That
no worry about no period, no nothing. You get it.
Nothing.
That is the best 9 to 10 months there.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? I encourage all the chicks out there, like get pregnant and like miscarry or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
That was so cool just now.
Look, only God determines who miscarries. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say terminate the pregnancy. But, you know, I mean, if you can't get the whole 9 months, 4 or 5 months to do.
Wow, that's
it don't really get good. Real trap though, it don't really get good until after the last 6 months.
Mm.
So that second half is a beast.
Hey, you know what? It helps the female because when the time comes for delivery, it's an easy delivery.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so let's jump back to the conversation real quick. We have Caddy in there. Mark Solomon is in the chat room. He says, you have a casual, intimate relationship. You do you, she does her, and when y'all are together, y'all do each other. That's what it is, and y'all both understand that. After a while, out of nowhere, one person catches feelings. Whose responsibility is it to do something about it? That's the question he poses in the chat room. We'll go down the line. We'll start with Brick. What do you
think? I'll start with Brick.
Let's go. Let's start with Brick.
He come before sleep. Oh, for heaven's sake.
I got some ladies.
Okay, well, it's like, does it matter who catches the feelings? Does that matter?
Is it
the male or the female?
He wants to know whose responsibility is it, so.
Okay, whoever catches the feelings, it's their responsibility to make something of it.
Right.
I mean, you're responsible for your own feelings. Somebody else can't control your feelings. Come on.
Right.
So, I mean, if you catch feelings and you want to make more of it, then that's up to you to step up and say, hey, you know, why is the other person? The other person got no feelings. So you're supposed to act on your feelings. So, no. I say it's their fault. Whoever catches the feelings, they got to act on it.
He said it doesn't matter who catches the feelings.
Okay, so whoever gets the feelings.
Right. Son, what do you think about that?
Well, it's like you know, I mean, it, eventually, as time goes by, you spend the time with a person, of course they're going to catch feelings. And it's probably going to be feelings caught on both sides. It's how you control those feelings going forward. Now, you know, there's some people that you might actually want to catch feelings with because you can see yourself, you know, they might be decent people. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, like, if I'm dealing with a chicken, you know, like she can carry on a real good conversation. She might be smart. She might be worldly. She might be talented in certain areas. And I mean real talented. Like maybe she can sing, dance, or you know, or knit a sweater, some shit. But like you know, you see like the decent qualities in her. Like she might be a good mom, and she, you know what I mean. She's good with kids and real sociable, but. But you might not be in that mind state right at that time to be able to service her and give her what she actually might deserve. So y'all have to keep those lines of communication open and discuss that. Like, well maybe we can try to get something started, but I'm really not there with you right now, and I don't want to wind up I'm starting to lie to you and hurt your feelings and turn something that probably could have been good into something that's sour and bad. So it's nobody's responsibility for one person catching feelings. I don't think so. Because how can you tell your feelings like, I don't care how much I like this chick. I know not to like her. It don't work that way. You understand what I mean? But you're gonna have to understand. It'll come to an agreement of whether y'all can get down like that or not. And if it's not time for both of y'all. Simultaneously, then you might have to keep it moving.
Right. Or
wait.
Black reporter, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are the same as everybody else. I mean, it depends on whose feeling started it. Because, I mean, you can't control someone else's feelings.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
That's the bottom line and everything. It figures you would bring me in on something like this. When y'all done went, I mean, the whole gamut from oxtails to pregnant pussy and everything else, and kept me out of the shit.
Wow.
You know what it is, Black Reporter? I take full responsibility. I got so hyped in just in it that I just totally forgot. I really did. Like, I didn't even think to bring you on till just now. I'm sorry.
Okay. we got a good show.
Chef, the Mark in the chat room, thank you for you know, definitely putting your two cents in and stuff like that. He's saying he said, okay, you stepped up and put it out there. Now the other person isn't reciprocating. They want to keep things as they are. And they said, absolutely not, but you can control how yourself reacts. True. You can't control one's feelings, but you can't control how you would react if it was you. So true to that. But, you know, it just depends. Sometimes you're not on the same level, you know. So
If it ain't going the way you want to go, pull out.
Pull out. You're nasty.
Shut up.
My mind is in the gutter, sorry. You look nasty. You hear me? You hear me? You nasty. Thanks to everybody who's tuned in. Anybody got any last comments they want to add to this topic before we go? Because the time is running out. So anybody else want to jump in and add in to this? Let us know. Right now? 805-830-8320.
Good evening, Brown Reporter.
Oh, I'm mad you just saying hi to him.
Yo, what's good?
You tell me. Yeah, and now I'm just saying hi to him.
Right.
You've been here the whole
good?
Show,
you
and
know,
I'm
good.
Just
you
saying
heard
hi to him.
Tell you what was good.
Mark says, I asked because this happened last summer. Mark, Mark in the chat says, I asked because it happened last summer, but it was the only way around. Caught feelings, but didn't really do anything about it. She just kind of hung around, perhaps a lot, longer than was healthy for our friendship. Oh, I was just wondering, was there something I could have done differently? I mean, if you notice it, if you think that that's what the case is, I mean, you can always bring it up as well. You know,
yeah.
You can just bring it up.
You could have said something a little bit earlier, maybe.
Right, you could have just acknowledged it in casual conversation. Like, just say, I said something you want to tell me. So you could do that, too, as well.
Yeah. When it comes in your attention, you're supposed to, you try to bring it, if you're trying to keep everything like it is, bring it to the table. You know? That's the open communication is what helps.
We're going to give you the rundown of what's in store for us Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. We have Crush Cruise with the Crush Black Reporter. We're playing the mixtape, the top five, Lady C, Black Reporter. Some other folks already got their top five in. If you haven't, please do so. FullFantasyRadio@gmail.com. We're going to have random questions. Pregnant Pussy may come up again. I don't know.
Send us your top five if you want to hear it.
Right.
Why do you guys discuss Pregnant Pussy?
Huh?
Why are we here to discuss dick sucking? Let's discuss dick sucking. Let's discuss that.
Well, we can discuss that too tomorrow. I mean, Thursday is going to be an open show, so if you want to talk about that, we can talk about that too. Yeah. I'm a spitter. I'm just saying. Monday, we have Brick House, 8 p.m. Eastern, with our host Brick here. Brick is a hostess of that show. What you got scared of?
We're talking about the prison life behind bars. We're talking about guys who come back out of jail after being in jail for like years and years and years. And we're going to speak to one guy about who's confused about his sexuality. He doesn't know whether he wants to continue to date men or stay with his woman who has been with him throughout. A long time through his COVID.
Ooh, that's going to be interesting.
Wow.
We got to have the button ready to mute him. Because I'm not going to have what happened today. You think if today was crazy, Jesus, can you imagine him too?
I'll be so excited.
I'll be clutching my pearls all over the place. But sometimes you get mad like that often. But anyway, yes, Black Reporter.
I watched Piers Morgan last night, and he had Miss Track Star. Who? What was her name again?
I don't know.
The track star that's been in jail.
Marion Jones.
Yeah. And she was talking about how it felt be in jail, and over something that she did and how it felt to her, and she had never really been in trouble before, and it was a trip, to say the least.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about guys and, how they deal with it, but this one dude especially, how he's going to deal with telling his girlfriend and his kids that he wants to be a homosexual.
Yeah.
Wait, so he's a homosexual after going to jail?
Yeah, he did like 20-something years.
He said how long? Like 20 years in jail.
Maybe he thought he could go back to that life.
That's happened is that he got out of the life and decided that he missed, you know, men. He tried to be straightforward with his girlfriend and his children.
Realized it didn't work no more. It didn't work
exactly.
For him anymore.
Okay. He misses men.
That's
crazy.
Well, this
guy.
Is what happens when we institutionalize our black men. But that's another story for another day. We'll talk about that on Monday.
Yeah,
I also want to make this disclaimer real quick. Nobody can pick on Black Reporter but Black Reporter family. So on the quest, you need to kick rocks with all that, all right?
Well, are you starting again? You see?
Start.
I never said
leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Black Reporter is one of my, he's under my protection. He is one of my horses. Therefore, he is my property. Nobody talk about Black Reporter.
Wait a minute, who put that Black Reporter?
All right, Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
You're under my protection. That's right. Put that in the report.
Who put that Black Reporter?
Also,
wait a minute. Why am I hearing the banana boat in the background?
Because you are the horse that pulls that banana boat, sweetie. You are the horse that pulls those bananas.
Next week, Tuesday, we are finally coming down to the end of the month. It's the trifling zone. On Tuesday, we should be sharing trifling news. If you have a story to share, you want to put somebody on blast, Tuesday is the show to do it. So tune in again, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. And then join us next Thursday. Go ahead, Black Reporter.
I was going to say, for Tuesday, keep this in mind, is the woman who did the tanning salon done, well done, or slightly overdone? Or has she been left in the grease a little bit too long?
All right, so that's basically the rundown next Thursday.
Knock me.
Black Reporter's birthday. So it's Black Reporter's tribute on the 31st. So
we're roasting Black Reporter, though. We stop. We're not roasting him.
We're not roasting him.
We're
going
to post him.
We're going to post him. We're not going to roast him. We're just going to post him. what we got going on tomorrow, Sun 7 o'clock?
Oh, yeah, the Sun Always Shines show, the solar system show where the planets revolve around the sun. Tomorrow's show is called The Right Tool for the Right Job. Ten ways to prepare ourselves and bring your love closer together. Pregnant Pussy Unlimited.
Oh, you can take all our topics and throw it into one show.
Yep. The
it's
right going to
be a
the right
melting pot. Right. It's going to be a melting pot on his show. It's all our topics on one show.
Everything up to Wednesday is on my show.
Okay. Nice. What time is it and how can they get to it?
8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com. /SUN752. Also, the number is 347-677-1533. Check it out. Sun Always Shine Show.
I'll be there.
Tomorrow.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there also.
Yeah, but okay. Wait. Make sure y'all really there this time, not like last week.
I was there.
Put y'all numbers up and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I was there.
Yeah, I'll say.
Well, I can't come on Wednesday. I have other
things. Your phone was there. That's for sure.
Lady T is doing Bible study on Wednesdays.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, we send her straight to hell on Mondays and Tuesdays. And we send her straight to Wednesdays to pray for all of us. That's her routine. So she's excused.
Y'all crazy.
She's excused on Wednesdays. Then Thursday she comes back.
Wednesday I go talk to the Lord.
Then she goes, she prays for all of us on Wednesday, so she got to go.
Y'all crazy.
Fun.
Thanks to everybody who tuned into the show tonight. Going down the line, thanks Sun752, thanks Chef, thanks Lady C, thanks Mr. C, thanks John H. Thank you to Stevie B. to the unknown guest, to the 347-270.
Thanks for listening. That's Missy. It's my chica.
Right. Just shout out to her. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to all the guests in the chat room. Shout out to Mark. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for participating. Shout out to On the Quest. We do appreciate you. Shout out to Russ from across the pond. Shout out to the bad guys. Ray.
Hello, Russ. I still love you, Russ. Don't cry, Chop. I still love you.
And shout out to LaRon. Thank you for tuning into the show and checking us out. We appreciate you. We'll be back here again Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Bookmark our page. Hit us up on Facebook.com/HeartsRadio. PhoneCaseRadio.com to get all our links. And check out Sun. The Solar System.
So it's Oxtails tomorrow. So we're going to Sun's house tomorrow. Oxtails.
Right. Sounds good. Anyway, everybody, enjoy your day off. And we'll be back soon. And that's about it. Bye.
Later.
Before we go, we gotta play my theme song.
Dale.
That is not my theme song.
You're supposed to have it queued up already.
It is queued up.
Let's go.
You had other things queued up.
Some
of them are hairy.
Jesus Christ, I'm out of here.
Some of them are bald. Some are kind of scary. And this is what they're called.
Come back, come back.
Strong, but big or small, I love them all. That's why I sing my song. Vagina, vagina, they call that thing vagina. Some of them are scary, like clams and fish and such. Some smell like a summer's eve, 'cause they've been douched too much. Vagina.
You want to wait?
Vagina. Vagina. They call that thing vagina. Nothing could be finer than to be in a vagina. In the morning.
Nothing can be finer. Oh, sorry. All right, everybody. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.